Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it. If you are using it, then you already know what I'm talking about. You already know what a great resource it is for you. You've already used it to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful because you probably subscribe to my newsletter. You're part of the happy throng of thousands and thousands of subscribers to our weekly letter, which we send out by email every Sunday afternoon. Or you maybe have used the blog, which sort of concentrates all the things that we've done on any given day right there on one page for you. So hope you'll check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find our good friend Beverly Williams there. She's deposited more information, more pearls of wisdom with us in the last 8-plus years than anybody that I know of, anybody in our brain trust. And she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. She's also the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She, as I mentioned earlier, she and Don Cooper are the co-authors of The 30-Second Commute. And Beverly, did you know that today is, no, actually it was yesterday, but I got to get this in. Yesterday was Organize Your Home Office Day.
I did know that, yes.
Did you get your home office organized? That's my question.
No, I was too busy working.
Well, now how can we expect people to listen to you if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, Beverly?
Well, let me tell you that my reasoning is it wasn't disorganized to start with.
Oh, okay. That's a good catch.
Does that get me out of that
good
one?
Good catch. Good catch, Beverly. I knew you'd have some snappy little retort for me on that one.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, folks, I have seen Beverly's home-based office, and it was disgustingly neat. It was pretty annoying for me to see how organized she actually was. But anyway, I thought you would know about that, and I wanted to make sure that you did.
Yeah,
so what's
actually,
I
know the lady who originally started that.
Yeah.
And she wrote a wonderful book called Organizing Your Home Office. And
who is that lady?
Lisa Kennerick.
Uh huh.
And if you haven't read the book yet and you're a home-based office person, boy, you ought to read it because it really does have some wonderful tips about how to do that.
Better than the 30-second commute?
No, absolutely not.
Not better than that, though.
This is
right.
A whole book devoted to it. We devoted a section.
I got you. Okay. So we're going to talk about marketing today?
We are. You know, as we've talked about in the past, I do a lot of work with people who are saying, you know, I'm sitting here in my home-based office and I can't get more customers. I don't know what to do. I have a website, I have a brochure, I have a business card. You know, I go to the chamber meetings. And one of the things that I have been finding is that they're doing what they should be doing to a certain extent, but they need to take the next step. It was really interesting to me that I recently consulted with someone who's been in business about 2.5 years now. And they have a wonderful, wonderful product-based business. They have a beautiful website with gorgeous pictures and a nice brochure with wonderful pictures. And they're complaining they don't have enough business.
Hmm.
And when I looked at their marketing materials, all it does is say, me, 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 which is okay. But what I suggested to them and has made a difference for them is that they get testimonials from satisfied clients that they've already worked with and put those on their marketing material because that says someone else is saying, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And it has made a difference for them.
You know, have you ever watched the television commercials where, or hear the radio commercials where the car company has Billy Joe Bob and Loreen come on the air and say, you know, I bought that Ford down there and I liked it over there at Jones Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And we all cringe.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's just so amateurish, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But when we cringe, and your first thought is, boy, I'd never let that happen in my company.
Uh-huh.
But then you talk to the merchants and they say, I know, but it works.
Yeah, you remembered it, didn't you?
That's right.
Maybe you won't go buy a car there, but you did remember it.
Well, but they say that the darn things work.
Yes, they do work.
Testimonials work, even as crude and rude as they may be, they work.
In my speaking business, that's one of the things that I found. It doesn't matter how good I say I am. It's what other people say about me that makes the difference. And I cultivate those testimonies from people. At the bottom of my evaluation form for when I'm speaking for people, I'll say, you know, may I take your comments and use them in my marketing? Yes or no. I do get permission first. Secondly, I ask them for referrals. You know,
mm-hmm.
Who do you know that might be interested in hearing me speak?
What you just said, Beverly, are the magic words.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know?
That's right. That's absolutely right. It makes a difference when somebody else says you're good, or your product is good, or they got great service from you, or you turned a job around on a tight schedule and did an outstanding job. Those kind of words really make a difference in your marketing material. It will help other people say, well, it's not just her that thinks she's good. It's mm-hmm. her clients who think she's good.
Mm-hmm. And there are really two reasons why people gravitate toward a referral, Beverly. One of them is because of what you just said, that, you know, you've got somebody else saying you're good. The other thing is pretty much human nature on the part of the recipient, and that is that they're looking for something that will save them time, that will keep them from having to do the due diligence from somebody else who's taken the risk on this guy or this right. this person and recommends them. I don't have to worry whether it's going to work or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already found this person for me, so that it's a natural thing to gravitate toward that, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. It's the stamp of approval, the good housekeeping stamp of approval
right.
on your business when somebody else says they're happy with it, and that's what you want when you're an invisible business. If you are working,
which home-based businesses can be,
we can be. I mean, we
often
don't have
are.
A walk. We don't have a walk-by office front. We don't have a sign outside where there's a lot of business traffic coming by.
Right, right.
So we have to make ourselves more visible.
Stand by, Beverly. When we come back, Beverly's going to tell us how to get those referrals. It's not hard. It takes a little bit of work, but it's not hard. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Beverly Williams is our guest.
Quench my desire, and I'll be at your side.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
I won't say how long ago that song was popular. Those of you who remember it will know. Those of you who don't, just enjoy the music.
Your heart may be broken.
Beverly Williams is way too young to remember that song, ladies and gentlemen. She's with us. She's our good friend. She and Don Cooper are the authors of The 30-Second Commute. Right, Beverly?
Yes, we're the co-authors of that book. Unfortunately, I do well remember that song.
You're too young to remember that one, Bev.
I'm young in heart. That's
there,
for sure.
There you go. That's a great song. It's a great song, though.
It is. It is.
Okay, we're talking about... Oh, by the way, before we go any further, we need your website desperately, Beverly.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
And you can spell Beverly any way you want to, right, Bev?
That's right. That's right. With the extra E and without it.
Yeah. That's got them scratching their heads.
Yeah.
Can we find... We can find your book there, can't we?
Yes, you can. And right. lots of other information that will help anybody who either is starting or they may have been a home-based business for a while and they're not quite sure where to go from here.
Right.
Check out my website. There's lots of good information and some wonderful links, particularly to your site, which is another wonderful resource for people.
There you go. Okay, we're talking about getting referrals. And mm-hmm. you've got us all excited now. You've whipped us into a frenzy here, Beverly. And so now what I want you to do is whoop up some examples of how we can get referrals.
Well, the very first thing you have to do is do good work. You have to have satisfied customers who are willing to help you tout your successes.
So the first thing I do is not to try to manipulate other people?
Oh, no. You know, one of the things about being home-based is that we tend to give much better customer service than commercial-based businesses. I hear this constantly across the country, that people are more satisfied with the work done by home-based business owners. So yay for us. But what it means is, you know, the old Avis slogan, we try harder?
Right.
Okay. We do try harder, and that's wonderful. But we have to make sure that every customer is 100% satisfied with our work.
It also might mean, and this is, and I don't mean this in a, well, let me just put it out there. It also might mean that the home-based business owner doesn't know the value of what they're offering. You know what I mean? I guess what I'm getting at is home-based business need to be careful that they don't give too much away.
Well, that's,
which I think they have a tendency to do.
That is true, and I think that's changing. I think it was worse probably 10 years ago, when the home-based revolution was still fairly new,
right?
And people were really concerned about whether or not they were going to get true value for their money from a home-based business owner. They didn't, you know, there was still a perception that we weren't really working and so forth. I believe that's different now, and I think a lot of home-based business owners know that, but there are certainly still a lot of them that need to have a little more confidence in themselves.
Well, and I don't want to dwell on that, but the thing about it is, Beverly, in the early days when you need referrals, that is something that you actually have. You have the ability to give more for the money,
okay.
And that's a good way to get referrals.
Yes, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with volunteering your time to do a project in order to get a referral when you're first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
I built a whole portfolio in my desktop publishing business that way. And what that did was not only give me the confidence to know that I could do it, but it also helped, it gave everybody else examples of my work along with the, basically client testimonials,
right.
Unwritten, but they were right there saying, hey, look, here's what she did for us. And
so the
whether
first
I got
thing,
paid for it or not didn't matter at that time.
First thing, you got to do a good job.
Yes.
Then what?
Then you have to ask for the referral. You
ask
have to
them.
Ask for the testimonial. You have to ask for it.
How do you do that?
Well, there's a number of ways. It really depends on the situation, but you can ask for it in writing. You can do a follow-up with your clients and say, you know, we really appreciate your business. I want to make sure that everything was 110% of what you wanted. If there's anything that wasn't right, please let me know immediately. If everything was as good as you hoped or better, would you be willing to put that in writing?
Another thing, Beverly, that I found is get your customers a little bit invested in your business. And here's how I used to do it. I used to say, you know, I'm a small business, and I don't have a big marketing budget. Basically all of my customers come from referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you liked what I did and you would like for me to be around, you know, to be able to continue, I'd appreciate it if you would tell your friends about the work that I did for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and what you've done is you sort of made them be a little bit of a stakeholder. And when you wind up doing good, they actually take some credit for it.
Right. Yes. And people like to do that. They like to know that they've helped you, like you say, a small business owner just getting going. They think it's wonderful that they've had a piece of your business, as you said, a stake in your business.
Beverly, we've got to wrap it up. One last thing. I know you were about to say this. You got to thank them when you get a referral, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
That's the key.
Absolutely. Yep.
Got to do that. Hey, babe, give us the website again, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job. See you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here.
Okay. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administrator.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.